Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations from the state of Pennsylvania. Yes, I'm still here. Sorry, I'm terribly late. I had a major scheduling conflict that resulted from a schedule that I had to keep that was made before I decided to restart the show yesterday. So having dealt with that, exit your host stage right to where I am today. This show will be a somewhat abbreviated show, as there are still other scheduled events that I have to deal with later today. For example, once upon a time, long ago, in a town not very far away from here, my friend Robert and I once had a different show together. It was called Lehigh Valley Caffeinated. And just yesterday, I decided to change the name of that YouTube channel so that it now reads Allentown Public Videos or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing at the moment because I don't have my notes handy. But it is on this channel where I've recorded well over 340 government meetings, political functions, and other similar events for public consumption in a Facebook group that I admin called Let's Build a New Allentown Together. A place that has a very spirited discussion today concerning our traitor in chief, Donald Trump, which I'm not going to get in here so much today because, as I said, I don't have my notes with me. But what I do want to talk about today is something that happened recently on the dreaded Book of Face yesterday, and that is the opioid crisis. Now, this has been pushed down our throats by the federal government for at least the past few years that opioids are a danger and that we must do something about it. And they're suing the drug companies to try to get them to stop marketing it and such, ignoring Januvia, but that's a talk for another story. But the other side of that crisis is something that I see on a daily basis. Now, I've been doing some form of computer repair or another for close to 30 years now. And back when I was blind, I would take money from people. I used to charge only $50 a pop to remove viruses from the computer. I still do that. So if you need your computer worked on and you don't want to pay a whole lot of money, come see me. Let me know. I'm not that hard to find. But to continue the story, I deal with a lot of elderly people who don't know how the internet works or the fakery that is all over Facebook. And one of the things they complain about to me the most is that they are having such a hard time managing their pain because doctors are afraid to prescribe opioids. The modern climate against opioids has gotten doctors so afraid that they're scared to prescribe opioids to relieve pain. I myself have personally suffered from this, as I had a major medical issue 2 years ago, slightly before I got my sight back, and they didn't want to give me anything for the pain. I sat there, I suffered. I suffered something terribly. I was in and out of the hospital like a library book, and they refused to give me anything to deal with the pain. This is a common story I'm noticing among some of my friends who are older than me, among some of my friends on Facebook who are struggling with pain, as well as the senior citizens that I sometimes work with. And I hear the same thing over and over. What I don't see is anything describing this story in the mass media. Okay, so I got 5 minutes left of this broadcast, so I'll keep going here for a minute. Now, Susan Wild was recently elected to Congress, and I am generally supportive of her efforts, and I honestly do wish her well. Yesterday, she came onto her personal Facebook page and said that she was at some event in Baltimore where they were discussing the opioid crisis. And while I left a message for her last night on her page, congratulating her on that and wishing her well, but I also attempted to inform her about some of the elderly people that I've come across who are in pain even now because their doctors refuse to prescribe opioids for elderly people in pain. And I mentioned that last night. And wouldn't you know it, I go back there an hour or so later, and the comment is gone. I don't know whether she removed it herself or whether somebody else may have been managing her pages nowadays. This is entirely possible. Donald Trump has been known to ghostwrite his pay much attention to anything except Fox and Friends in the morning. But the comment was gone. And that in and of itself concerns me. Now, I'm not going to mention any names specifically at this time, but there are other people in this area, some of them quite disgusting, who have attempted to talk and converse with politicians on seemingly valid points. For example, a big complaint here in Allentown is the 27% tax hike that is hitting a lot of poor people. And this fellow doesn't quite seem to be able to get the message across. Maybe if he was a little bit more respectful, I used to say, maybe they would listen to him. Now, when I left the message on Susan Wild's wall last night, I thought I was respectful. I thought I was civil. I have no intention to piss her off or anything like that, and I don't want to catch her in a moment. And I'm generally satisfied with the work she does. But the fact that this comment was deleted from her wall concerns me. She doesn't pay attention so much to her other campaign page now as she does to her personal page. And I honestly wish her well. But Susan, Miss Wild, if you're hearing this, I hope to speak with you again at some point in the near future. Maybe I'll make an appointment to go down the block to see you to discuss this in depth. It is my hope for in the near future to use the WTF YouTube channel that I have with the same name as this show. I've already begun outlining some video projects that I wish to compile in the near future, and this will be one of the stories I will be working on to illustrate what elderly people here in the Lehigh Valley go through when their doctors do not prescribe them pain medications and they sit there suffering all day and all night. That bothers me as much as it bothered me 2 years ago when I was in extreme amounts of pain. At one point 2 years ago, it felt like one of those little aliens was in my chest about ready to pop out. And they refused to give me any meds at the time. Now, okay, I had other issues here recently, and I went in and told them I was going through pain. They actually gave me a prescription for Percocet, which I'm very happy with, and I'm filing those under away for under the folder that says rainy day. So that's where those are at, and I'm grateful for the doctor for that at time. But life is interesting. I only got another minute or so left here, so I'm going to end this show early. I'm going to end this show early by saying that I'm going to be leaving now for the Allentown government meetings here soon, and I will be broadcasting them live and eventually to the dreaded Book of Face. So I apologize again for the short show today. Tomorrow, I promise, will be much better. And I thank you for joining us today. Please join me tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, when life will be far more interesting, and we'll go from there. Thank you again for joining me, and have a good day.